Welcome to Career and Life Hacks for Busy People. I'm your host, Joanne Ekden, author of Make Your Job Great and creator of the Team Maximizer Framework. This show is designed to serve busy professionals with hacks that you can use to achieve more success in your career and in your life. Tune in each week to listen to the week's lesson, all delivered in 5 minutes or less. So last week we talked about managing your own negative thinking. This week, we're going to address one of the largest and most insidious energy drains of all, other people. Now, I'm not going to tell you to move to a remote island and never talk to another human. What I am going to share with you, though, are strategies to recognize when you're in the presence of one of these exhausting people and how to minimize their impact on you. But why is this important? Well, if your mind is filled up with the negative, there's no room left to see the positive. There's a saying that goes, what you focus on expands. Remember when you bought your last car and all of a sudden you saw that same model car everywhere? They've always been there, but now you focused on them and you're much more aware of them. If you focus on what can go wrong or what you think you're lacking, you're going to derail yourself from taking the right steps to moving forward to whatever it is you want to do. And in most people, that shows up as procrastination. So I first became aware of the concept of people being negative and wearing you down is when I was diagnosed with adrenal fatigue, which is a disorder in the endocrine system that leaves you feeling really run down all the time. So the doctor said how I needed to heal that was, you know, the usual suspects about taking care of your body, right? You got to get more sleep, exercise more, have better quality food, all of that sort of thing. But on top of that, though, were ideas that you needed to spend more time doing what you like to do, less of what you don't, and the concept of removing negative influences from your life. So how do you know which people are having a negative influence on you? Well, first, think of someone that you love to be around, someone you can just be you with, someone that energizes you just by being around them. That's pretty easy, right? The negative ones are those closest to you that don't make you feel that way. Yes, often they're the ones that you love the most. You see, people we don't have strong feelings for are not going to have that much of an emotional impact on you. It's the ones you care about that you most want to please. And you know, they don't really mean to be negative. They don't mean to hold you back. They think they're helping you and preventing you from getting hurt, maybe even keeping you safe. They have their own fears and experiences, and they want to prevent you from making what they see as a mistake. Well, keep in mind that their reality is not necessarily your reality. We each have our own talents, skills, and capabilities. Something that works for me may not necessarily work for you, and vice versa. When I was a kid, I had a really bad experience in my first attempt at doing door-to-door sales. So imagine my reaction when my son came home one day and told me his new job involved door-to-door sales. But he's a natural at it. His personality and his unique mix of strengths have made him one of the most successful sales reps in his company. It's a good thing he didn't listen to me. Also, we have a need to feel like we belong, so we surround ourselves with others that are just like us. When someone in that group wants to make a change or be different, that kind of threatens the tribe. They'll hold you back if you let them. So how do you recognize the energy vampires, those that drain your energy rather than firing you up? So here's a really easy test, and it sounds kind of crazy, but it works. Look for some sort of physical reaction when you think about spending time with someone. If it's a negative influence, you'll find some sort of tell in your body. Everybody's body is different, but it will be something like, you know, a tightening in your gut or tension in your neck or a heaviness in your chest. Once you learn to recognize the signals your body is giving you, then you're better prepared to get to the second step, which is minimizing their impact on you. Well, if it's someone you can eliminate from your life, then just do it. You don't have to be aggressive about it. Just quit agreeing to meet with them. Just find a reason to say no enough times and they'll eventually quit asking. Usually it isn't that easy, though. Like I said, these people are often family members that truly love you and care about you. You don't have to eliminate them from your life, but you do need to change the conversation so that you steer it away from the changes that you want to make in your life. Find neutral topics to talk about or make the conversation all about them instead of about you. This week's challenge is to identify the people that are having the most negative impact on you and figure out a plan to minimize it. And when we come back next time, we're going to make the shift in your thinking that will have you moving forward with less conflict and more support.